Artist and University of Miami instructor Jenna Efrin used to be a gymnast. She says years of floor exercises gave her an understanding of space, which has helped shape her art.
You lose points if you don't address like each area of the floor mat. So I think about how am I going to utilize all this space.
At UM's gallery in the Wynwood building, Efrin has recreated areas of the Everglades with recycled glass, wood, and plastic bags. A carefully cut sheet of silver mylar represents Lake Okeechobee and its estuaries. Glass animals and plants symbolize the Everglades' beauty and reality.
In the center, you have three white alligators, some of which are covered with part of this cyanobacteria blue-green algae. Because the blue-green algae is already proven to kill not only plant life, but animals as well. And I wonder if we could be the first generation to kill the last dinosaur.
There's an educational panel at the gallery at 7 o'clock Thursday night. Attendees will hear from scientists and activists about issues the ecosystem faces. And Efrin says she's asked each panelist to suggest one thing audience members can do to help preserve the Everglades. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.